views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning us in today. We're so glad to have you here. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. And I am glad you're here with us today to explore our interconnected world. And I tell you what, today's topic is so big, I'm having trouble even wrapping my mind around it to try to bring what's most important for you to hear. But I trust that all of that will unfold. So imagine this. What if it's time for this huge paradigm shift? What if our minds are capable of things that our brains cannot do? And if that's so, what if we are more than our physical brains and bodies? You know, we talk a lot about consciousness here on the program, and sometimes we talk about the exact nature and location of the mind and what that really means, but it has been a mystery. And so where does it come from? And what makes our mind so powerful? We're talking about all kinds of different topics of the power of our mind. So what if we could comprehend not only collective consciousness, but the evolution of early civilizations as related to our mind? I know this sounds like this huge stretch, and I hope within the hour you're going to have a connection and understand how our minds are directly related to the evolution of early civilization. So our guest is going to invite you to think outside the box, and I'm going to invite you to take a few deep breaths so you can do that. So sit back, relax, take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness into this moment and allow your mind to open, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. As I welcome Dr. Carl Johan Kallman. He was born in Stockholm, Sweden, and while as a young man, his interest was in the humanities and history. The first phase of his scientific career and training was as a natural scientist from 1974 to 93. He got his PhD in physical biology, and he's written numerous and widely cited articles, and he's lectured around the world. And so he has this amazing track record as a scientist. And during a backpacking trip to Mexico and Guatemala, he became aware of the enormous hidden potential of the Mayan calendar for helping us to understand the meaning of our human existence. This insight led to the second phase of his research career, which has been dedicated to understanding the Mayan calendar. It has included writing books on topics ranging from consciousness shifts to a new theory about biological evolution. He's helped the modern-day Mayan elders bring their message to the world. His three books on the topic have been translated to a total of 14 languages, and he's held courses and lectures in some 20 different countries. He's the author of the book, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization, and he explores various aspects of the relationship between our brain and mind and how this is related to the rise of early civilization on our planet. He's convinced, and I wonder if he can convince you today, that rigorous science is needed to bring about a paradigm shift which allows humanity to live up to its spiritual destiny. And I like that because we're talking science here now. And I just dropped that spiritual word back in. And what is our spiritual destiny and how is humanity going to live up to that? So welcome, Dr. Coleman.
Thank you very much, Julie. And thank you very much for that introduction of myself. This will be a nice hour to discuss our destiny as a human race. As I said there also, I think that if in the Mayan calendar especially, there is an implicit destiny that humanity has. That, I think, is a very important thing for people to have a sense of.
Well, we're going to get into that, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about our destiny as a human race. But we have a tradition on our show, and I really want to get your opinion on this. I like to gather different people's perspectives on unity consciousness and this unified field and what all this means. So I like to start with this question, Dr. Coleman. What does all things connected mean to you?
Well, it really means sort of the what comes to mind is my daily experiences where, these kind of synchronicities, sometimes they're not even meaningful, they're not even powerful in guiding, but life is, if you open up to this kind of unity consciousness, you constantly experience in your own life that the most diverse things are just connected, and everything actually influences itself in chains of relationships and chains of events and so forth. And so that's the first thing that comes to mind, that, to the extent that you are open to this unity consciousness, that's how you will begin to experience life, I think.
Mm. Great. Well, you've dug into this, and you've done so much research, and I love how it was really precipitated by the Mayan calendar and your exploration of that. But for our listeners, let's start with defining the global mind, and what is mind, and how is that different from brain?
Yeah. Well, to begin with, I think the starting point is that in our modern society and in the whatever educational settings you will meet these questions, psychiatry, psychology, neurology, and so forth. The basic idea is that the mind is something that is created by the brain. So it has a lot of consequences, for instance, for medicine or psychiatry, because if our minds are created by the brains, it means that if there is something that is abnormal about somebody's way of functioning, they will try to treat the brain. They will give medications and these kind of things that are there to treat the brain. What I found, and I'm certainly not alone in this, I think it's almost like a consciousness movement out there, is that the mind doesn't come from the brain. To begin with, I think if each one of us had, had created a mind of his or her own from her own brain, then we would really not understand each other, because any kinds of minds would be out there and they would not be connected. So that's the first observation to say that it doesn't make sense to think that the brain creates the mind. Because if that were the case, we wouldn't understand each other. I don't think so. The second thing is the phenomenon that many people have noticed that there are many things in the course of history that seem to be synchronized. There are these inventions, for instance, that people independently come up with at exactly the same time. A classical case would be the invention of the telephone in the 1800s by Alexander Graham Bell, and I can't remember exactly the name of his competitor. And I think Bell came into the patent office like 3 hours before his competitor. Now I don't remember the competitor's name because we only remember the ones that sort of win the races very often. But that's sort of, how could that happen? I mean, the history is full of that. And my book here that we're talking about, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization, it begins with showing that pyramid building in the most different parts of the world starts at pretty much exactly the same point in time, 5,100 years ago. And why would then people come up with such an idea apparently independently at the same time? Well, what my research shows here is that it's because we're actually all part of one and the same global mind. And that global mind actually has a sort of a course of evolution that's independent of our own. It's sort of a metaphysical mind. What you can get to know a little bit better just by looking at human civilization, human history, especially in the light of the Mayan calendar.
Because hey, Dr. Coleman, that is a perfect example when we talk about the pyramids, and we need to take a break. And I love the synchronicities also of the Mayan calendar and how you're tying all this in. So there's so much left to talk about. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. Stay with us. You are going to have a mind shift by the end of this hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Dr. Carl Kalman, the author of The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. And right before the break, Dr. Kalman, we were talking about the mind and the difference between the mind and the brain. But your book, you talk about the global mind, and a lot of times on our show and with different guests, we've talked about consciousness a lot and what is the mind. And a lot of people will talk about that collective consciousness or that collective mind that's tied into some spiritual realm. And most often people don't have Earth in that consciousness tied directly to Earth. And you propose that we consider that. So let's talk about that. What is the global mind?
Yeah, I think it's important actually to make a distinction between mind and consciousness. And the reason is partly that when you talk about the evolution of the mind, you can be much more precise. In other words, when people sort of generally talk about collective consciousness or the evolution of consciousness, they usually do not have precise points in time to point to shifts that have occurred. And whereas you can really have very precise shift points when you're studying the mind and the mind's evolution. And those shift points are actually given then by the Mayan calendar. But the mind and consciousness, I look upon them as somewhat different things. And they have different functions. The mind is really something that kind of separates and allows us to transform our physical reality in a completely different way. It's rather something that separates than something that unifies. Whereas I would refer to, the unified field, you might call that consciousness. The mind, you may look upon the mind in both a positive and a negative way, and it has to do a little bit with your cultural background. In the West, in general, people look upon the mind as, very positively. You would talk about somebody, he might have a brilliant mind, you might say. In the East, the view of the mind is more negative. In other words, in India, or even in the Taoist tradition in China, the mind is rather something that blocks the spiritual evolution of a person. Because the mind, as we know it, is actually like a dualist structure. It separates. It looks upon reality, makes some parts of it good, another part evil, or light and dark. and so forth. And so my role, I think, is just to try to highlight that there are different ways of looking at the mind, and we're all subjected to it because we are part of a global mind, and that is sort of the beginning of the title of my book, and it is an appropriate name for the mind that we are sort of downloading, or we're resonating with a global mind, because that's the reason that people started to build pyramids at exactly the same time in several different parts of the world is that we're all connected to a global mind that at a certain point in time would favor that kind of an activity. And then the world has developed in many different ways, and we will see that in many ways it is synchronized globally, and the same things will happen or similar things will happen in different parts of the world because we're connected to a global mind. And then comes the question then, if it's global, how come, and how is it connected to the Earth? And that is a very important aspect of the book here, especially chapter 5, that demonstrates that this global mind that we're all downloading, that we're all share and having in common, is actually, you might say, it emanates from the inner core of the Earth. The structure of that inner core has been fairly recently revealed by geophysicists who are studying it. And one of the things that come out of this is that you find that, you know, this distinction that we've been living with forever of looking at part of the world as part of an Eastern civilization, an Eastern culture, Oriental culture, and the other part we talk about as the Western or Occidental civilization. And we've always talked about the difference between the East and the West, and we have been, in almost all regards, we think differently in these two parts of the world. And one of the things I already mentioned is that how people relate to the mind, that it's has been quite different if you compare in the East and the West, whether you highlight its good or the bad side, so to speak. And what is now coming forth in this study is that this separation into a Western and Eastern hemisphere is actually completely aligned with a difference on the level of the inner core of the Earth, which actually has the surface structure of the inner core, which is deep, deep down. It's sort of a big iron crystal that I'm talking about in the core of the Earth, way below the floating magma and so forth. But that has a different structure on the Western and the Eastern hemisphere. It's more crystalline, you might say, on the Western hemisphere. It's more smooth and actually melting on the Eastern hemisphere. And so what I'm saying is that depending on where we're living on the Earth, we will be more or less connected with these different surfaces, these different structures of the inner core of the Earth. And because this is, you know, that there would be such a division between East and West on the level of the inner core, it's something that was only shown in late in 2011. But I predicted in my earlier works exactly where this division line would go 20 years ago, way, way before it was actually demonstrated. And the point to draw from this is that part of who we are and how we live and how we think is determined by our relationship to the inner core. And by that, we also have a very significant proof that our mind is not something that each one of us makes up or that the brains of each one of us makes up. Our mind is part of, you might say, it's something that we connected to through the inner core of the earth. And this is opening up a completely new understanding. Because what I should add here that, you know, throughout history, of course, there's been this many cases of conflicts between the East and the West. And it's, you know, you can't really say that either side is right. It just so happens that one side is more in contact with one structure of the inner core, and the other side is primarily in contact with another structure of its inner core. And the main point, though, is the fact that it tells us that, you know, it's through our connection with the earth that our mind is created. And that's a good starting point for understanding the processes that we're involved in and where the world might be going. Because it tells you that, after all, there is a common process that develops the global mind. In addition, of course, we have our we all do something individual with the mind and create individual views and so forth. But we wouldn't be able to do that as individuals unless we were part of this collective global mind.
Mm. Yeah, it's a fascinating. It's just really a fascinating way to look at mind, and I love how you've explored East and West and the different hemispheres and even looking at the brain and the mind, and there's a lot there. And then we have this template or map or blueprint out there of this Mayan calendar I want to get into the show. So we really need to talk about that because it inspired so much of your research. But we need to take a break. Before we take a break, Dr. Coleman, how can our listeners find you?
Well, the best way of finding me is going to my website, which is Coleman.com, Coleman.com. And there I have a blog. I sell the books, but the books are also available through all other sources like Barnes & Noble and Amazon and so forth. And I also, people may also subscribe. I don't have a regular newsletter, but occasionally I will write an article or some event will be going on and people can be alerted through that or
Great.
Through my Facebook page as well, but I prefer the website.
Okay, excellent. That is Coleman.com, Coleman.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, why talk about the Mayan calendar now? It's 2 years later after the end of the world, right? You'll find out. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back, and you're on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Today I'm talking with Dr. Carl Johan Kalman, who is the author of The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. And Dr. Kalman, a lot of your research came after you were backpacking in the Mayas, and you were learning, and you discovered, and you found this thing called the Mayan calendar. And, you know, in our global consciousness on the planet, so many people did the, oh my gosh, what is this Mayan calendar ending in 2012? You know, December 22nd is coming on the 2012. What's going to happen? But your book talks about that and takes us far beyond that. So I think we need to introduce this to our listeners so they have an understanding of really what we're talking about here. So let's talk about the Mayan calendar.
Yes, absolutely. As you mentioned, that's something I was came in contact with already in 1979 when I did this backpacking trip to Mexico and Guatemala, and really felt when I was there that this is very much related to what will be the purpose of my life. And just seeing the pyramids and then climbing the pyramids, and in those days, I should say also, it was much more accessible. I would even go in the middle of the night to these temple sites and enjoy them in that state. Today it's much more regulated. You can't do that. Sometimes you cannot even climb the pyramids. And but anyway, I when I was there, then I learned about the Mayan calendar, some basic ideas that people thought that they had been practiced in ancient times among the Maya. And what I learned then was that it was something completely different from our way of sort of just measuring time. The Mayan calendar is not really about measuring time. It's about knowing the spiritual qualities of time. So they have a number of interconnected calendars. It's really a calendar system that we are talking about. But what makes it distinct, and I should say it makes it different from all other calendars in the world, is that it's a calendar that is not based on astronomy. all other calendars are based on astronomy. And I think part of the disinformation that people were given about the Mayan calendar a couple of years ago was the misunderstanding that this would also be something astronomical that would happen in the sky or something like that. And that's a complete misunderstanding. What's fascinating about the Mayan calendar instead is that it defines symbols or divinities in ancient times that sort of capture the essence of different time periods and defined qualities of time periods. And then you can actually match these qualities to what actually happened in human history at these particular times. So it's not just sort of a vague concept, you might say. It's something that gives precise points in time when shifts will happen in the global mind. And these precise points, they are defined by these different glyphs and numbers and deities that we can learn about through the study of the Mayan calendar.
Can you give us an example of that, Dr. Cullerman? Like an example of the quality of the time and then what might have emerged on the planet at that time?
Yeah. To begin with, one of the most important of these calendars is something called the long count, which was what, you know, was supposed to be coming to an end a couple of years ago. That particular calendar, the long count, it started 5,130 years ago from today, back into time. And it had a very obvious consequence. It was a new wave of evolution of the planetary mind that was initiated at this point in time. And it's fairly easy. And almost all professional historians would agree that this is the time when, on our planet, civilizations begin to rise. Civilizations in the sense of societies that are building cities, that are building pyramids, that have writing, that have calendars, that can compute, or calculate, use numbers, in other words, that became centralized nations and start to develop religious systems and so forth. All of those changes go back to the beginning of this particular long count calendar. Mm-hmm. And it's you might say that the glyph then, or the Mayan way of symbolizing the beginning of this particular wave of evolution is a glyph of the beginnings of initiations. It's actually, if you want to be precise, it's the symbol is the alligator. And why is it the alligator? Well, because the alligator is sort of the beginning. It is the primal origin. The Maya used to believe that the earth that we were living on was actually like the back of an alligator. So it has that quality of an initiator. It's the primal beginnings. That particular energy was then what dominated the planet for about 400 years in the beginning. And that we know that's when civilization starts. And the reason is that there was a profound shift in this global mind that we're all part of and we're all downloading. And so in this way, by looking at patterns and see how the patterns compare to the Mayan symbols and matching them from what we actually know about what happened in the history at that particular time, we can start to see that, you know, what happens on Earth in the world is actually part of a huge plan for how the mind is meant to evolve. I would say it tells us that we're all part of a big plan. Whether we like it or not, I would say that is what research into the Mayan calendar will tell you.
Mm. So the plan gets us talking about that spiritual destiny for our human race that we talked about. And we only have just a couple minutes before the break here, but as we've looked then, it, you know, as you've studied the Mayan calendar, I haven't, for heaven's sakes, but are there patterns that then show us, just a quick answer before we lead to break, are there more ways of looking at what's yet to come?
Yes, there are. Absolutely.
Okay.
And maybe we should take that after the break.
Yes. Okay, let's do that. Yes. I'm going to remind our listeners how to get a hold of you. That is Kalleman.com, Kalleman.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more on the destiny of our human race. We'll be right back.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And I just want to remind you, you can visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for all the upcoming shows, and you can find archives for all the past shows there as well. So that is thedrjulieshow.com, and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation and hopefully introduce you to all kinds of things in that field of unity consciousness. So today we have with us Dr. Carl Johan Kalleman, and you can find him at Kalleman.com, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N. And Dr. Kalleman, right before the break, we were talking about our destiny of the human race, and we just started talking about the spiritual qualities. And so I really would love to hear what you have to say about where we're going as a humanity.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I want to go to this. You know, the couple of years ago, there was all this talk regarding the Mayan calendar. It was a very popular subject, and Hollywood even made a film called 2012 about the end of the world in its own version, of course. And what happened was that the topic became so popular that a lot of people were just making up stories that really had no background at all in what the ancient Maya themselves were saying. So there was indeed a very significant shift taking place at that point. But I want to come back to what exactly the ancient Maya said. Before doing that, I think anyone should realize that we're talking here about one of the calendar. The only one that I mentioned here is the 5,000-year-long count. That is like a wave movement of 7 days and six nights, as it's referred to in the Bible, that where every day it's like 400 years. And what this tells us is that the processes, the evolutionary processes that the Mayan calendar describe are sometimes of on a long order, so to speak, meaning that even if there was a very significant shift a couple of years ago, it's kind of silly to believe that this would manifest in a single day or something like that. There is absolutely nothing in the Mayan teachings or knowledge that indicates that something would just shift immediately in a particular day. Instead, these spiritual symbols that they use, they tell us what we are going into, and sometimes it can be relatively quickly, but it's process over long periods of time. So I then want to go back to this. What exactly did the Maya say would happen? And there is one such inscription. It's from a place called Tortuguero, and it's about 1400 years old. And before I say what it says, I think it's already very fascinating that people in those days were writing an inscription about something that would happen 1,300 years into the future. That would be like you and I or writing an inscription today about what will happen in the year 3,400 or something like that, which very few people would probably do, because it would seem so unknown to us what the world would look like in 1,000 years or more. And yet the Maya, on one level, knew what was going to happen at our particular point in time. And so there is one inscription, and what that inscription says is that nine waves would all be activated at this point in time. If you go to the Mayan sites in Guatemala or Mexico, you will find that in their center, they very often have a pyramid that's built in 9 levels. And each of these 9 levels will symbolize a certain frame of mind. And it would symbolize an evolutionary wave that carries a certain frame of mind into existence. And what that means is that when you climb one of those terrace-formed pyramids, you will basically reenact the evolution of the universe up until the present time. And level, each wave that evolves one of these levels of the mind will have a certain frequency, and the higher level will have a frequency that is 20 times higher than the one that it stands upon. So as we climb, time will be speeding up, time will be accelerating, and that is, I would say, something that a lot of people have experienced in the past decades, a very evident speed up of time. And I know of no other calendar system that explains that except for the Mayan calendar. And what happened in the year 2011, to be precise, is that the highest of these 9 levels, the highest wave, was then activated. And the current situation is then characterized by a new wave formation, you might say, in the sense that for the first time in human history, after the year 2011, are all waves active. And that is a very significant shift by itself, because what that means is that all the possibilities that are available to us through resonance with the global mind are now there. And especially the highest wave is the 9th wave. That's the wave, the highest frequency, and it had never been active until the year 2011. And what's important with that is that it's unlike the wave I talked about earlier, the other frame of the mind that has dominated humanity for 5,000 years. This highest wave is not dualist. If you're in resonance with it, you are exactly going into like a frame of unity consciousness. You don't separate with your mind. You see that all things are connected, and that everything is part of it. And that is the wave that I would say brings the future. And there are many, many connections also, I should say, between the Mayan calendar system and the religions of humanity. And one of the more obvious ones is the Bible talks about God creating the world in 7 days and 6 nights. He rested on the seventh night, seventh day, you might say. And what the Mayan calendar waves that I'm talking about describe are exactly those days and nights of divine creation. And I should say, if we go to all Western religions or Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they all have as an important tenet or idea that, there will be a return to the Garden of Eden. And the Garden of Eden is, as I see it in the Bible, it's sort of it's a place, it's a state of consciousness where there's no conflict between the genders, there's no conflict between the humans and the animals, there's no conflict between the humans and God. And that is really the ninth wave that I mentioned that doesn't have the duality, that doesn't have the inherent duality in thinking. That, I say, is the destiny of humanity. It's meant to bring us into a state of consciousness that brings us back to the Garden of Eden.
Yes, perfect. And that was perfect timing that we at least got that destiny in on our show because we're out of time. Dr. Coleman, this was fascinating, and I'm so glad we got to the ninth wave and unity consciousness and bringing heaven back to earth here in this Garden of Eden. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you very
much. You're welcome. And you can go to the drjulieshow.com and find out more about Dr. Coleman or go to coleman.com. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, or visit LeslieFontaine.com.